Mayor-elect Eric Adams sent out a message to New Yorkers that we can't shut down our city again or allow New York City to sink into economic despair because of the virus. He says his administration is going to follow the science.
Our focus is vaccine and testing, vaccine and testing, vaccine and testing. We must say that over and over again. Someone needs to make a t-shirt and a cap that says vaccine and testing. This is the clear message we must get out.
The new administration rolled out a six-pillar approach to combating the pandemic. Vaccination, supporting hospitals and congregate settings, COVID testing, COVID treatment, slowing the spread of the virus, and keeping schools safe. The private sector vaccine mandate will remain in place in the new year, but the emphasis is on compliance rather than punishment. And Adams says the city will study the need for booster shots and that a decision for a vaccine mandate for schools for the fall of 2022 will be released in the spring. This will be based on vaccine rates and expected COVID risk in city schools. Meanwhile, according to the mayor-elect, New York City schools will get expanded testing programs and stronger mitigation measures, which include better masks and improved ventilation. And we all know how poor the ventilation is across the city in our public schools. Adams says the administration will invest in New York City's healthcare infrastructure to get through the surge and keep our system strong and increase staffing to handle any increase in patients in coming months. And he says we need to arm ourselves against the next wave by fighting COVID with antivirals.
When these pills become available for mass distribution, we're going to ensure that it is done in an equitable fashion. We saw at the beginning of COVID, there was a failure to have an equitable distribution of testing and equitable distribution of vaccinations. We're not going to do this with these antivirals, and we need to ensure that in a very equitable way, we get it across our city, particularly in those communities where we see a greater need.
We are in an entirely different place than we have ever been in our response to this ever-changing pandemic, in part because of the range of tools in our toolkit, including vaccines and testing, as the mayor-elect and Dr. Choksi have emphasized, but also in several promising findings about effective treatments for severe cases of COVID-19.
Dr. Ashwin Vasin comes on board as New York City's health commissioner in March. He's a professor at Columbia University's Mailman School of Public Health, and he leads Fountainhead, a mental health nonprofit.
In our winter pandemic plan and in our ongoing work to combat this virus, we will aim to increase access to monoclonal antibody treatments, sotrovimab, as well as oral antivirals, including Paxlovid and molnupiravir, with the focus on equity and on reaching underserved and high-risk populations. Next is our work to slow the spread of the virus. We all know the Omicron variant is highly transmissible. Slowing the spread is going to require strong coordination of our resources on the ground and clear lines of communication. In that vein, the city will distribute an additional 2 million higher grade higher filtration masks, including KN95s, KF94s, and N95s in January, particularly via community-based organizations, health department, and H&H sites.
Dr. Vasin says this is a moment to activate community leaders and credible messengers to ensure each community gets the resources they need. He adds that high-quality masks are an important part of our mitigation strategy to slow the spread. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.